Blog Talk Radio.
Palace Radio, your Diva Squad, Angie, Rachel, and T. Welcome, welcome everybody.
What's up?
How you feeling, T?
Hey.
All right. Hey, Divas.
I'm here, y'all.
You are on live with the Diva Squad here at GQ Palace Radio. And I just want to welcome everybody to the show. And before we actually get started, I would like to say that this is pretty much an adult conversations that we have on here. And with people coming in, they come in with opinions, which everybody's entitled to their opinions. We don't have profanity. There's plenty of ways to express yourself without cursing because although we lean to adult topics, sometimes we get younger callers, and we do like to have that, you know, maintain that line of respect. And again, everybody calls, give their opinions. This is not anything etched in stone, or we're not here to fix anybody or whatever. But however, whatever we say, if you can take it and use it, then be our guest. So We'd like people to call in and get in on a conversation. The number is 646-200-3838 for our internet users. You can call in and go on live with on the radio with the Diva Squad and get in on a conversation. So, how has everybody been?
I'm here.
See, you all right, honey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I'm say happy birthday to all those who are celebrating birthdays today. This is Libra season. So shout out to all the Libras and give a shout out to my brother. His birthday's coming up soon. He's a Libra, you know. Shout out to him. And there's been a few things going on in the news, which, you know, is going to lead to our topic for this evening. Tonight is where do we fit in with this governmental shutdown, stuff like that. You know, it's a big mess, and we have a few things going on with it, you know. Been watching politics, and right now, even my children have been watching politics a lot more than I've ever had. You know what I'm saying? you know, as kids, you're not interested in any of that stuff. You know what I mean? So, if you ladies like to give your input on where you think our country is right now when it comes to this governmental shutdown.
It's going to one more. It's not good.
Right.
You know, and they're going to do anything and everything to go against Obama because of who he is and what he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just think that they're going to keep putting this thing off and off and off until he's out of there.
Yep.
You know, you got people sitting at home on the bus now actually making a dollar doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have a few questions myself.
Right.
I've never been one into politics. You hear me? Never. I think I got into it when I got involved when I found out that we need to vote for this black president a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I got involved in the politics. And ever since we had this African-American president, that's when I really got into it. So
right.
I'm learning. I've learned a lot, though, over the course of
the
past
I'm
years.
The same way, Diva. You know, I just felt like, what was my point going to, you know, what was my point going to make, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
like you say, at the end of the day, that one vote can make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely does. And well, so people who don't feel like, oh, I ain't going to vote, what difference does it make? Your one vote definitely makes a difference, you understand?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, as far as the situation we are now, like you were saying before, T, they were looking for him to fail in the beginning. This is back when years ago when he was first elected. They were looking for ways for him to fail and be impeached or do. And let me tell you something. If he could have been assassinated and people got away with it, he would have been. And that's my opinion. You understand? This ain't coming from nobody else. That's my opinion. That's how I feel about things. Simply because of how they are rearing the head of hatred so grand right now that, you know, it's just, you know, so manifested. The hatred is so manifested until it's a travesty. You understand what I'm saying? They're looking for ways to put brakes on Obama, you know, till they're actually throwing their own people under the bus.
The thing is, it's really sad because I'm going to tell you, whether it's Democrat, Republican, or whoever, after Obama get out of here, we're going to catch hell. We already catching hell to a certain extent.
You could say that again.
But it's gonna be devastating.
Absolutely.
You know, and I honestly feel sorry for the elderly because those are the ones that's going to suffer the most, those that can't get out there and get a job. Those that are not, even the younger people that's not capable of getting a job because of whatever handicap or whatever, they're not going to look at all of that. you know, people that have disabilities, it's just going to be a wrap for them.
Well, you know what the thing is with the Republicans? They want the rich to stay rich and the poor to get poorer.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
understand?
Yeah. You know, far as they're concerned, we could die and kick rubber.
Yep. And,
you know,
and
I mean,
I was watching.
You got to look at some of the older people right now. They can't even afford their medication.
Yep.
If they buy their medication, they can't eat.
Yeah.
You know, and then the welfare is telling them, well, we can't give you any cents because you make $5 too much.
$5 too much over the
You
price.
Know, and these people have worked all their life.
Yeah, has put into the system.
Yes.
Has put into it. Yep. And that's, you know, that's the sad part. You don't understand what I'm saying. And
then,
I was watching.
You know, I'm sorry. Then you got the some of the older people working, what, 3 or 4 hours a day. And that's cutting out the younger person to even have an opportunity to have a job.
Yeah, trying to get fat. Again, like I've been running all day, trying to get the butter from the duck. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get what they can get out of what's already there. You understand what I'm saying? And what Obama has said, for the most, he's done. You understand what I'm saying? And they're angry. Simply because he did a lot of stuff without them even knowing. He had to go ahead and do it because he knew it was going to be shut down. They was going to shoot down anything he came to the table with. Even as far as him going after Bin Laden. That was going to be shut down. It was going to shoot it down somehow to where he didn't go in there and get him.
He
had to go in there and
get
him and then explain it when he was done.
They don't want to give this man credit for anything.
But let me tell you, I was watching how Jimmy Kimmel did that. This study on, he went out and did the survey on people, I don't know if you guys saw it, but how he was asking people would they prefer the Obamacare over the Affordable Care Act, and they said, well, we'd rather the Affordable Care Act. And so he was saying why. He said, the lady was saying, oh, because there's glitches in the Obamacare system. So after the survey was done, he said, well, did you know that the Affordable Care Act and the Obamacare is the same thing? It's the same thing, it was just different names.
Exactly.
She was like, no. It's like, yeah, you didn't like it just because of the name of it, which is called
Obamacare.
Anything that has his name on it, it's not to be accepted.
And that may hold his,
and the thing is,
they don't want that because it's got his name in it. Because
it has his name on it. And not only that, you know, this is not a racial thing. It's not a racial thing when it comes down to who actually benefits from this program. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But because of the higher ups, the people before all us little people, are the actual racists. And I'm throwing myself out on a limb and saying that they're racists.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, they vote against him, the cabinet or whatever, whoever vote against, they shot it down, shut down the government. Now they're trying to flip the script on it and saying, oh, he shut out the veterans. No, this is what you've done. You shut the veterans out. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all voted against him, so the parks and everything had to be closed. That was a Republican thing, not an Obama thing.
Speaking of the parks being closed, I must say one good thing about this, the government shutting down, is that there was supposed to be some type of rally or something.
A Ku Klux Klan rally, absolutely.
Right. The Ku Klux Klan was supposed to be doing some type of rally, but they can't do it now because the park that they were supposed to do it at got shut down because the government being shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one good thing that came out of it. They can now
because
not do their rally.
You can't go to any government sites. The only thing they haven't stopped is the airways and it was something else that they were saying. And I mean, you know, this may cause some turmoil too, you know.
It indirectly affects us all.
It's not a riot. It's going to be some war behind this.
Well, that's one thing our country is not ready for, some kind of civil war. It's not equipped.
They're not.
It's totally not equipped for any of that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Divas, we have Bob on the line. Bob, are you there? Bob?
Hi.
Hello?
Are you there?
Maybe he's having technical difficulties with his phone.
Because I hear like some wind or something.
Yeah, I can. Yeah,
yeah. Maybe he's in a dead zone or something. Bob, are you there? And maybe he'll try to call.
He'll come in.
Yeah, he'll get
probably
back
chime
to him.
In.
Yeah, we'll come
but
back
it's,
to him.
It's really sad, though, because, I mean, you know, people with the government jobs, like they're saying, you're playing with my livelihood.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's a shame. And the IRS is closing down. What's that going to say for us when it's time
like
for us to file our taxes?
It's not just the whites. It's a lot of blacks that have government jobs.
This is like I said, that's not a racial thing. This is a lot of people affected.
Yeah, this is an international thing.
Oh, yes. A lot of people are affected.
You don't know when they're going to go back to work or...
And in essence, they're not understanding. It's going to cost them more money because now you're still going to have to pay these people back money for being out of work. Well, you furloughing them. They're going after getting back money.
Well,
but they're out now. Everybody that was furloughed is not getting a check.
It's sad.
Now it's going to end up costing us more money in the end.
Yes, it is. Last time, I don't remember what year it was that the government shut down for like
95. It was in 1995.
For 20-something days. Right?
Yep.
Almost. Yep.
Yep. That's it. Back when Clinton was in there, you know, and it's
hey, you
now
Clinton
is the time
was there to help us. He wasn't there to help us. I heard it.
They're trying.
And it just seemed like anybody that's out there trying to help us, those are the ones that they attack.
They attack the weak. That's what happens. That's what predators do, and that's what Republicans are, a bunch of predators.
Yep.
They're a bunch of predators. And you can, if you sit back and you watch Channel 26, I know a lot of people don't support that channel, but I watch it just to see where they're coming from. You understand what I'm saying? Just to see how their response. Or whatever, and to actually build my defense, I'll have to know what they're speaking about. You understand?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
So I watched it, and how they just sit and speak. This girl was like, well, I pay $900, how much ever a month for health insurance, and she was saying that I'm a healthy young woman. Why should I have to pay that or whatever? No, why should you have to pay? You're making six figures, and here I'm barely making two, and you want to pay the same amount as I for health insurance and stuff like that.
Oh,
you could afford it, so why don't pay it?
Right.
Wow.
Why
you
not?
Know,
they charge you accordingly.
But
you
want to
pay the price of somebody only making $30,000 a year, and here you're making $130,000. Who has the problem?
What you say, Ray? No, she should be paying a lot of money for health insurance.
Yeah.
She's making a lot of money.
But you know, that's just like we have someone in the forum posting. Like she said, we better stand together or we will fall quickly.
And that's what's going to happen. And that's what's happening.
You know, and like you say, it's opposed to what Obama faced political risk too.
He's been facing that.
Yeah.
From day one.
But it's just getting worse.
It's getting worse because again, they're trying to bully the Democrats. They're trying to bully us. You understand the little people? They're trying to bully their way around, shift their power. They go like, all right, well, we're gonna shut it down. We're gonna close it down. They won't get anything. We're not going. And then they're talking about the Obamacare messing with the economy. That didn't start until October 1st. So what economy was it messing with? It hadn't even been into play yet. Nobody. And it's still problems where the people are still haven't been able to actually get anything because of the sites and stuff are not up and running properly. It's going to take some time. So where's the problem? And another thing is they haven't even come up with any kind of alternative to the Obamacare.
Right.
All right, you don't approve of the Obamacare. Give us some alternatives.
Right.
They don't have any, and they don't want to have any simply because they're set. They live off the fat of the land when it comes to the government, taking family vacations and all of that stuff on the government's dollar.
Yeah.
Now they're so afraid of having to give that up to have to pay their own money to go on vacation and stuff, so they're going to try to make Obama suffer for it.
Yeah.
Obama and whoever follows him. So, you know, it's crazy. Like I said, how the hatred, and it's And it's more so of them having to give up what they have than Obama actually being a black man running the country. You understand what I'm saying? They don't feel that they have to should have to give up any of their possessions or whatever they make for the country to level themselves out, for us to level ourselves out.
But you know, it's just so sad because you're doing all this because of the black man.
Oh, sure. That's number one.
Whatever you want to call him.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you don't want to see him do anything for the weak and the poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just trying to make things better for our country, period.
Uh-huh.
But you're not wanting that. You're
mm-hmm.
not wanting that. You know, by any means necessary, and you're going to do whatever you can to tear it all down.
Right.
But
you've got
to realize this man has, until 2016?
Yep.
You got three more years to deal with it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
You're going to fight him for 3 years? I don't think so. I don't think it's going
to
last that long.
Back down and let Obama do his thing. See, but hold on a minute. We have Shelly on the line. Shelly, are you there?
Beautiful Diva. Hello, beautiful Diva.
Hey, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Hello.
How y'all doing tonight, Queen?
Good. How are you, darling?
How are you?
I'm good. What's going on tonight?
We're speaking politics and shutdown.
Okay.
You know, where do you think we stand as a country right now with our government shutdown?
Well, me personally, I think that we are worse off than we've been before. First of all, with Obamacare, with the unemployment, with you know, people losing jobs and can't find jobs and things like that. I think with them shutting down the whole government thing, that's not helping us out at all. However, you have those other countries that will pull together for their countries that are looking at us and laughing like hell at
absolutely.
Us because we can't
exactly.
come together.
Because
we cannot
to
come together.
Them.
We have to shut our government down in order to, you know what I'm saying?
You know why?
That's what I'm looking at.
You know why they're laughing at us? Simply because the money that they're generating over there is continuing. The money that they generate here is continuing, even with our government shut down, and that's why they're laughing. Simply because they see how we can't pull together. As a country,
absolutely.
Because
as
a country, like they can't even agree on something. Like, let's make our money. Let's continue to make our money over there and laugh at these knuckleheads.
Right.
And then you have those other countries.
You know, we're so against each other. I'm sorry.
You have those other countries that are taking care of theirs. However,
right.
you have us, and I will say this all day. I love the United States of America. However, we're so busy in somebody else's business and not even concentrating
mm-hmm.
on ours. That's why
exactly.
we're in the situation that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm. Got to take care of home first.
We're
yeah.
spending
it's
so
fighting.
Much money
it's
on
fighting.
Stuff that we shouldn't be spending money on instead of taking care of the United States. So that's
yeah.
why we are we're in the situation that we're in.
Yeah, we're fighting other countries.
We're fighting
other countries.
You know,
billions
and you know
of
what?
Dollars on a war and billions of dollars on stuff that could be like jobs, like I said, you know,
well, that's because
things,
the trade with these other countries, America was in so much debt. There's so much debt to them that we're actually in other people's pockets right now. You understand
well,
what I'm saying?
You know what,
we're
Andy,
in their pockets, and they know these countries know that. They know that,
yeah,
and they're cashing
Andy,
in on this stuff.
Andy, let's call it a spade like it is a spade. The United States is greedy. They want,
oh,
they
that was
everything.
My next point, girl.
Greedy. We are greedy. We want our hands in everything. Other countries, other stuff that we should not be worried about.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Again, like you said, take care of home first. Let's get our government and stuff straightened out before we go over there and try to fix Israel's
exactly.
government or Iraq's
exactly.
Iraq's government. We got to
mm-hmm.
take care of our own is falling apart. I always
yeah.
say that. You're so busy in somebody else's business when yours is totally slipping away from you.
Jacked up to the 10th power.
Yeah. Jacked up. And the sad thing about Obama being a president, he walked into this mess. He inherited all that mess.
Yeah, he did.
He
walked into it, but however, he has to try to straighten it out to the best of his ability.
However, him
being our president, he can't do it all without somebody saying,
absolutely.
For example, shutting our government down.
Absolutely.
You know what?
And again, in my opinion, I hated that he even ran a second term because I already knew what was going to happen. I knew it. I didn't see anything like that coming. I saw it coming. Simply because how when he first ran, how they tried to as much even going with him smoking cigarettes to get
him. Yeah, they tried to teach him many times. Yeah, they tried that or talked about it.
They tried so many avenues. Now they're going after his wife about the Healthy Kids program that she does. You know what I'm saying? They
have several seats with that. Several seats. That is the best thing that any first lady has ever done.
Let me tell you. What has Barbara Bush done? I guess she was so doing all she couldn't do anything.
Mm-mm.
Right. You know, what was her legacy? What's her legacy? You know, understand
it's
what I'm saying?
They was bringing us down, so they was okay with that. Because, like you said, the rich was getting richer, the poor was staying poor.
Yep. Again.
But however, some of these government programs that I think that they shut down, however, I mean, you know, like basically, I mean, well, I'm going to speak for one of them that, you know, I'm going to say, but there's so many of them. But like they shut down the WIC programs for mothers that, you know, are working or however, that are not able to get formula and stuff for their children. And keeping it real, my grandson's mother is one of them. So with that being said, that, you know, she has to work that much harder, not saying that she's looking for a handout that was a help for her. She's the type
exactly.
of a type of girl that is like, hey, I need a little help for right now. You know, my son is, you know, he's 2 months old. You know, I'm working on, you know, at Bojangles. I just need this help for a second.
It's a stepping stone.
And then,
you know what?
Go ahead and move and go ahead and work that out. So now, until I guess they get things together, you know, we have to buy formula out of our pocket. Not saying that it's owed to her, and that's something that the government needs to give to her. But that was a program that was put in place.
But she was still eligible to get it, so that doesn't mean she shouldn't get it. You know, she was eligible.
But
she
shut
didn't
down,
steal.
Though.
She
it
didn't steal her way into receiving WIC. She didn't steal anything. But not only that, my next point is how the consumer actually cashes in on governmental programs, which makes it hard for the person that actually has to pay out of their pockets for this stuff. You understand what I'm saying? They raise prices on these products because they know the government is going to pay this guaranteed money. Even with like Section 8 and stuff like that, how these landlords jack up rent because they are, Section 8
because they know they can get it.
They know they're going to get it. They're going to get it. So now, that's one good thing I said about the shutdown, because now this should hopefully teach the consumer, these people a lesson about charging all these astronomical prices for stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying?
You gotta have so many people that have signed up for these programs for us to even get funding, first of all.
To be funded, right.
First of all, you've got to have people that that need, you know, the Section 8 housing or the WIC program or the workforce program and all of that. So you've got to have so many people in this country to even keep that program alive.
Right, keep it running, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they should make able bodies go out here and fend for themselves, because there's a lot of people that's disabled, the elderly, and other people that's just disabled that can't work.
Right.
They probably would love to go out there and work, but they can't even do it because nobody's going to hire them, number one, because of whatever your disability is. They don't have to put that in the application or tell you, I'm not hiring you because of your disability, because there's a lawsuit right there.
Mm-hmm.
But they would tell them that, you know, you're either overeducated or you're not educated enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then you have people that have ongoing health care is what they need, like cancer or any type of health issues that they have going on that will no longer get that care.
Wow.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
But the ones that don't need it, I guarantee you they'll continue to get it.
Well, I mean,
you have some people, I mean, I'm going to call it like it is. You have some women or men, vice versa. It's not even a race included into it, but you have some people that are just chilling. Let's keep that real.
Yeah.
You
able embodied to go out here and make a dollar.
Yeah, you should
refuse.
Well, that person should actually want to go out and help themselves, because to sit around and depend on a check for $130-something from the government every 2 weeks is just not kicking it. You understand what I'm saying?
Care.
You should want to do, because you already know if we're put in this position right like we are now, to where it could stop that at any given time. Then what will you have to fall back on?
But we were talking about the other day. Remember, we were talking last week or one of the past weeks that when you're on the system now, they give you, they only give you a little cash or whatever, but they'll pay for all of your rent.
Exactly.
Now they pay you utility bills. Right. They pay you car insurance. So really, a lot of these people are just getting over.
That's exactly what I was speaking on, Rachel. Because, like, where I work, right?
Uh-huh.
These people, they're like, they have problems. Whether it's drug abuse, been in court systems or whatever, these people get the best meals. You know, you get hot meals. If you don't want the hot meal, you have an option of turkey or chicken sandwiches. You know, all kind of different things. Then you come in there with an attitude like, I don't want to be here. I just came to eat, blah, 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 blah. You know, but at the end of the day, you're not realizing that these people are actually getting rich off of you, being stupid, because all they have to do is, all they got to do is give you a drug test. Your test come back positive. Guess what? You're going back in the lockup, but they are still being taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, lot of them would do things to go to jail so they can get a meal.
And you got
see,
more people.
Just to piggyback off of what you just to piggyback off what you said, T. See, just to piggyback off of what you said, T. My whole thing is my daughter. I have a high schooler. However, I have to pay for her lunch. You know, I have to pay for that. I mean, I'm not taking nothing from people who are in jail. However, they are getting 3 squats in a cot. However, I have to pay for my daughter's lunch and education while they are chilling. That's backwards ass shit. Excuse me. Like you wouldn't believe.
Let me tell you, and not only that, look at the lottery. Look at how the lottery is set up when people hit these big Powerballs and make. You know that money's supposed to go to education. Where's all this extra money for an education system that is failing? You understand what I'm saying?
And it has
nothing to do with the reading levels of the children or whatever. Understand what I'm saying? You're cutting out sport programs and all kind of extracurricular activities, all because you're saying there's no money. What happened to all the money that you took from the lotto?
Right, but I understand what you're saying, Auntie. However, we're so busy building jails and putting people who are not. I mean, people have their little trials and tribulations or whatever, but we're busy spending that money in the jails.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you touch on the lottery, I live in North Carolina. We have a North Carolina lottery, which we just got probably about 5 years ago. We just got the lottery, so we just got it. However, before then, we would have teachers that were spending their – teachers don't make a whole lot of money, first of all.
Right.
They don't make a whole lot of money, so you got teachers – taking a month's salary to buy school supplies to supply their classes.
For their classrooms, yeah.
For their classrooms. But then again, Angie, like you said, where is that money?
Where's the money?
I mean,
it's money from the lottery.
Yeah.
Teachers can't teach if they don't have the necessary tools. What are
down
they going to do? Make up something
down
to teach?
Here in North Carolina, it's called the North Carolina Education Lottery. I laugh at how that is stated on the slips and everything. I laugh at that because, like I said, my daughter, she's in high school, has to pay for everything. However, now there's nothing wrong with, chipping in and, doing your part as a parent as far as, making sure that the supplies and everything that they had that they need. But the teachers can't do it all. But for them to say that it's going toward education and you got these teachers.
Well, you know what that
money
is? You know what it is?
Just to run their class. That's not cool.
The local governments, would like they want to again, like the big government, they want the system to fail so they can have control of how money is and stuff is spent, how it's all divvied out. You understand? I work on government property. I work for the government at a national lab. They just actually laid off four people in my department, and they were saying how they want to cut the budget for 10% of the budget cut or whatever within the next 6 months. But they're not cutting anybody, any of the big people's salary. Their stuff is still maintained. You're still getting housing. You're still getting a full salary and all the incentives that come along with your position. You understand? But the director of the lab, none of that's given up. And that's the problem over there and the house down in D.C. They don't want to give up any of their incentives. They don't want to give up any of their extra curriculum that comes along with their position, because they feel that they actually work for that, not knowing that they're bullying their way around with it.
Uh-huh. But when I play the lottery and see that a portion of it goes to education in the beginning when we first got it in North Carolina, I was like, okay, that's cool. There's nothing wrong. A doll in a dream, however. Maybe 10 cents might go to the education program or however. But like I said, when you have schools, the programs, the before care programs for mothers or parents in general that can't afford the daycare, that they can go and take their children to the before and after care for less than the cost that it would take for them to put their children in daycare. I'm trying to figure out, okay, we're playing this lottery or whatever, and the parents are still not getting what they need to get as far as what they're thinking they're playing the lottery for.
Absolutely not. I mean, that's why it's
not playing. Not only to win, but to give back to the education, because they do have children that do go to school.
Right. Yep. I have children that are in
that's
school.
That's what I'm saying.
You
know, like you said, Angie, the sports programs and all that stuff, it's crazy.
When we were growing up, remember how cheap the school supplies were, and a lot of the school supplies were already
expensive now.
Yeah, a lot of the school supplies were already at the school. We didn't even have to go
When I was going to school, you're right. You had to get your basic school supplies from when you started school as us going to school, and then everything was in place. But however, every time my daughter has, since she's been born for the last 14 years, you have to come and support the support the class, which I don't have a problem with that at all. But however, don't talk about education lottery when it's not even like that. That's a lot.
When the money doesn't even go there.
Exactly.
The money doesn't even go there. Again, that money is taken to pay the salaries, them big salaries, them six figure people. And this is when the problem started, when Obama started going after the people that were making $250,000 or more. That's a lot of money. You understand what I'm saying?
A lot of money.
That's a lot of money. As opposed to me making $40,000 and they thinking that they're supposed to pay the same amount for health insurance as I pay. You're making $250,000. I make $40,000. You do the math. Like they said, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Numbers don't.
Yeah, but Angie, that's politics for you. That's politics.
Oh, I know.
Got,
well, see, that's why a lot of people don't get in. They don't really even get into discussion when it comes to politics and religion. People don't, because a lot of people have their own beliefs. You understand?
Yeah, right.
And like I said, this is not a black thing or a white thing, because you have just as many black Republicans as you do white ones. You have, you understand, and it's vice versa when it comes to Democrats. So not only black people are affected by this, this is affecting people of all races and creeds.
Absolutely.
All races, genders, and creeds. So this is it's not. But we know the reason why it's happening is because a black man is in charge.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. That's been in place before Obama got in office. I mean,
that's
been there before. However, they're going to use that as a tool as him being a black man, and that's
exactly
why the economy and everything, just to put blame. However, I don't think that Obama has nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? He's been the president for, what, almost 8 years now? All those other ones before him has not put those things in place. He's trying to put those things in place right now for everybody. Like you said,
all races,
everybody.
They don't want to give him the credit simply because of who he is. And that's my point. They don't want to give him that credit for making this stuff happen.
If he would have named it anything but Obamacare,
it would have been all good.
It would have been all good.
It would have been all good because, again, like I was saying, over in Massachusetts, Mitt Romney did the same thing for that state, for the state of Massachusetts. At first, they didn't agree with it. 97% of the state uses it now. You understand what I'm saying?
Obamacare is something that he put in place for us. There was no Bush care, no Bill Clinton's care. There was none of that. So for them to see that he's trying to put that in place, of course they're going to fight that and shut everything down. Of course.
Sure.
They've been bucking
against him since day one.
In history, we've never done anything like that. Basically, you know what? Pull your own weight. We ain't doing all that. We're not giving you nothing. You know what? This is what we're going to do. Obama's trying to give people something.
Yeah.
For your taxpaying money. That's where everybody's having an issue with, because he's giving somebody something.
Mm-hmm. It's time to fall down on our knees and pray that this thing will not last.
Exactly. You know, we got to pray for our government. We have to pray for our government of our country.
So many people that's going to be affected by this. So many people.
And spiritually speaking, people don't understand that Obama himself has so much favor from the Lord, whether he's allowed to speak on it or not. He has so much favor, so it will, again, you see how that Klan rally had to be shut down because of the parks was closed. You understand what I'm saying? Little things like that people don't pay attention to. You understand what I'm saying? Even with natural disasters going on, man can't control that. You understand what I'm saying? But it put our president in a position where he can use his authority.
As a black president, however, he can only do so much without looking like he's just looking to look out for his people. Let's keep that real 100%. Because if it was up to him, he would be looking out for us. He got a beautiful black woman,
and
black children,
that's
in office.
That's what a lot of people don't understand that Obama has to get the okay for some things.
He just can't make that decision
because if he could, we wouldn't be going through this right now.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He can only
do so much. Basically, to be honest, he saves face at some point because he has to.
He's only allowed to do so much simply because he has a cabinet that's bunking against him. He can't get the approval of his house to agree with him on anything. He says blue, they say it's green. He says red, they say it's black. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that can go along with anybody who doesn't agree with what you say. They're going to always go against the grain. They're going to go against what you say, what good, better, and different. They're not going to agree with you on anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you said that, but you got to also realize he is black. So if they think for one second that he's
going for the black
people, that's over. It's over.
That's what my point. Like I said, now the Republicans will throw their own people under the bus just to shut him down. They'll throw their mama under the bus right now.
Their mama's already under the bus. The government is shut down. Really? Republicans shut the government down for what? Because of something Obama did? Come on now. Read between the lines, y'all.
Again, folks, you are on GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad, 646-200-3838. We see the lines are lit up. Press that 1 and get in on our topic tonight. Tonight's topics are, we're speaking politics and what's going on with our government. See where we stand as a country when it comes to the governmental shutdown. And the bad thing is now that they don't want to do the necessary, regardless of whatever the cost. They don't want to do the necessary. And it's sad. You know, because where does that leave it? Like I said, the IRS is shut down. You shut the IRS down, what does that mean? Us taxpayers. What's going to happen with us taxpayers when it's time to file taxes and everything? I already had a problem with them last year.
We can have several seats until they fix that. How about that, Angie? And there's nothing we can do about that.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't really much we can do about any of it. You know what I'm saying? But we can vent about it, you know, if necessary, instead of, you know, we do have to keep ourselves educated, though, in the same aspect. We do have to keep ourselves educated. Watching the CNN or whatever channel it is you watch just to keep yourself up on current events.
But some of that stuff, go ahead, P, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, hon.
No, go. I'm sorry.
Okay, they were saying almost 3 million Americans went to that link yesterday for the Obamacare. Some of these people have never, ever in their life had the insurance.
I saw that on the news, too, T, and they were seeing how, I guess, whatever website they set up, that it was either crashed or they were on hold for so many for a long time.
We weren't able to get onto the site.
Yeah.
I saw that. But again, it's going to take some time. It just came into play on Monday, Tuesday, October 1st was the first time. And this is what I'm saying. They're talking about the Obamacare is going to hurt the economy. The economy, was messed up before this even came into play. This just came into play this week. So what is that saying for what are they voting against? Shutting down the government for what? But like I said, again, they are not offering any kind of alternative. What's the alternative to Obamacare? They have none. They have none. You know, he came up with a plan that's going to work, you know, provide people or give people the option of being able to get some kind of health care. And you know, it's for the better of people's lives and health.
Mm-hmm. So, Rachel, what do you think about it?
Listen, like I was telling the Divas, I was never into politics, never cared, never thought I'd ever have to, you know, be involved in anything political. I was just a little hothead growing up.
Just voting, keep it moving, right?
Look, even when it came to voting, I wasn't interested in voting. I didn't care who the president was or whatever. But when I started seeing, you know, how much of my money was going here and paying this taxes and going here, and I started paying attention a little bit. But I really got into it when it was time to vote for our first African American president. So since then, that's when I've been really, really involved. So I'm learning. I'm learning in the process.
I'm learning too. My husband is a big, huge politics fanatic. Sometimes I'll be like, turn that mess off. I don't want to hear it. But you know what? Some things you really got to listen to.
That's what I'm saying. You have to know. It's important.
Politics is like sports to me. I don't know anything about, but I'm willing to learn.
Right.
We're gonna hold that thought. We need to go listen to a song for a little while. Throw a little music in there. This is a huge discussion. Very important.
All right.
My girlfriend, we had a good time.
You were combined,
yeah. Ooh, give me that. go your way, I go my way. It was whatever.
Whatever hell made us think this was gonna be better.
And now I'm telling you lies, all because I hate to see the tears in your eyes. Of course I want my cake and need it too. I'm a guy, and of course you don't understand. But you would if you thought like a man.
Money and it's so expensive. Versace linen got these women blowing kisses. Leaning on my auto, she's so photogenic. Can I take a picture? She my Mona Lisa. Living like a princess in a fairy tale. You know them people up in Barney show and tell. Bentley backing out of Neiman, seen a ponytail. Fly carry yellow diamond, you don't know me well. Penthouse at the Trump, sit on Collins Ave. She called an attitude, I had to call a cab. You don't understand this altitude I'm balling at. I'm at the game on the wood where the owner's at.
So different but the same, boy, you tell me everything. Yeah, you show me how to stay. You're the only one to blame. It's such a shame. Yes, you lost the game, you tell me how to play.
That's that karaoke. I had popping again. Act like a woman. Hello.
Who was that? Who was that rapping? Who was that
Jennifer Hudson and Neo. They go like a man.
Okay, but there's a rapping part in there. Huh?
I would,
was it Rick Ross?
Yep. Featuring him. Yeah, he
that's
was in there too.
Okay,
because
I was waiting to hear that. You know that noise he makes?
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, if I may, I just would like to change the subject just a little bit. I don't know if you guys have seen on the internet where the black Range Rover ran over that motorcyclist.
But
the motorcyclist caused that.
I don't think the full story has been told on that
because they said before the motorcyclist got in front of the Range Rover was driving erratically, and they got in front of him to slow him down. They were telling him to slow down. I don't know if he was racing them or what the story, you know what I'm saying? We didn't see that whole story. And I mean, I said that they might have been, you know, he could have been intimidated by them or whatever, but that was hardly a way to handle the situation, running a man over. Now the man is, you know,
can I say one thing?
But did you see who got charged?
Can I say one thing? Yeah, but can I say one thing about that? First of all, nobody has clean hands, and I'm going to tell you why. I have a friend that was in that group. However, he was in a back part of that.
Mm-hmm.
However, that motorcycle group, they do that every year, which is not authorized, number one.
Mm-hmm.
When you have vehicles on the road, you are supposed to have police escort for that if you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, when they did that, however, unauthorized, because that's what it was, so they don't have clean hands, number one. Number two is that I believe, and I'm just saying this, that I believe the motorcyclist was trying to get his group in front of the Range Rover, which the Range Rover did not take heed to what was going on. He was still doing his thing, as he should have, because that is the interstate. I don't know if he stopped. I don't know if the motorcyclist stopped to let the Range Rover know, hey, let my group pass, and then you can go. I don't know what that it was about. Well, however, he did stop short in front of the Range Rover. However, the Range Rover did hit him.
He did, but let me tell you, the Range Rover was completely stopped before he actually ran this man over. You understand what I'm saying?
No, did you look at the video,
Andy?
That's
the way they showed on the news.
I did.
Andy, did you see it on WorldStar?
Actually,
Steph Dallas showed the video on his page. Exactly,
yes.
What happened.
Exactly.
So he stopped short in front of the Range Rover. That's what the video looks like.
Exactly, which caused the Range Rover to hit him.
No, let me tell you, go back and watch that video again, and you're going to see how the Range Rover, he was actually stopped enough to where he didn't have to run this man over. I'm sorry.
He hit him.
I can't find that a justifiable running over
wait
this
man. Wait a minute. They said
he actually turned his wheel to run this man over. You understand what
that was?
He didn't hit the man because he would have hit him. He wouldn't have ran him over. He would have actually hit him to where the bike would have flew up or pushed the bike forward. He actually ran over him.
That's the second guy he ran over, Angie.
Exactly.
Look at the video, sweetie.
Why?
That's
because
the second
he was
guy he ran
to get
over.
Away.
Away, yes.
And
he ran over the second guy.
He ended up
Yes, look
stopping.
At the video. Yes.
Again, I still don't find it justifiable because if he was having a problem, he should have let the authorities handle it. You understand what I'm saying?
That's true.
To proceed on, they followed him. He
yes,
had
he
his
did.
Wife and his daughter in the
right.
truck with him.
Yeah, I don't.
He
now
started,
that I don't
started
condone
breaking
violence.
Windows.
However, he hit somebody and ran. That's he's wrong for
exactly.
that. That's a hit and run. I don't care if.
I mean,
if
you
he
looking
was
at all these
that's
motives,
a hit and run.
Wait a minute,
that's
but
a hit and run.
I don't justify it either, but you got to realize how many bikers was it per se towards this man, his wife, and his daughter.
Right.
That's true.
It was like two of them trying to get into his car. Once they, after all of this happened and he was stopped and they followed him, it was two of them that I saw that was trying to actually get into his car.
They did
get
into his car.
And then they took the helmet and broke his window.
And they were
right.
charged. This man in the Range Rover wasn't charged with anything.
He wasn't. But see, when if you look at the video again, he hit the first guy. He rear-ended the first guy, and then he was intimidated by the fact of the bike, the motorcyclist or whatever. However, he hit another motorcyclist and kept going. He is dead wrong for that all day long.
Yeah, he was.
All day long.
But do you think that they are going to reverse that? No.
They need to look at the video.
Well, they really should. And again, go back to where it actually began.
You know,
and then
it's just so much craziness happening in the world. You don't know what to expect from one day to another. Well, I can't even say day.
Well, it's
neither one of them have clean hands in that. Neither everybody needs to be
charged.
Everybody should have actually been charged with something.
Yes. You understand what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he was right. No one was right in that situation.
Because you said they were doing something illegal.
Too many people's lives were involved in that. And like I said, we don't know what actually happened. All we can go by is what we've seen on those videos.
On that video, exactly.
You might have just caught that video when that man, tapped that bike. He felt intimidated or whatever. And he decided, I got to get away from these clowns. I don't know what their next move is.
Right.
So
anything
can happen. I hit and break a couple of legs or whatever, and I'm out. But they proceed to follow you.
Is that okay?
I did not say that it was okay.
I'm not saying that you're saying it. I'm just saying that's a hit and run twice. No, it's not okay.
But I'm just saying, investigation, Diva, it's under investigation.
Okay.
We're just gonna let the authorities handle it.
Because we can't call the shot.
We didn't actually see the entire story in its entirety.
They only show from one point.
Yeah, but they wanted us to point out the video when it happened.
And also, if that's all the evidence that they have,
who's to say who's right and who's wrong? If that's the only evidence, actually, that's the only evidence that they have as far as the police is concerned, is that video. That's all they have.
Oh, sure. And we already know that. So, but again, this country, you know, it's funny style anyway. They let murderers free. So that really is no surprise to me. So, you know, look at George Zimmerman. He's out. So
we have entered our portion of the show where we have fan submitted mail, Diva mail.
Yes.
I know this is also changing. This is also changing the subject a little bit, but. We got this mail and we got it approved. So listen to this. All right. I'd like to remain anonymous. But I'd like to know if the Diva Squad has heard about the pastor getting killed in the church by the deacon.
Woo!
Because the deacon's wife was sleeping with the pastor.
Absolutely.
I heard about that.
Absolutely. They were talking about that this morning also on the radio. I seen it the other day when it actually happened.
But that was a hard pill to swallow.
And he wanted it to be known that he was killing the pastor because he did it in front of a congregation.
And that's right.
But then again, she turned around and said that she was raped by him. So, I mean.
Well, sure.
A drowning man will reach for a straw.
You understand what I'm saying? Because if she was being raped by him, she should have told her husband.
Right. She should have said something. I don't know the whole story. I just know I got the letter from a fan and I went by the higher ups and so I haven't even heard of the story.
So he went to the congregation and just opened fire on his man.
Well, we're talking about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, maybe three blocks from me,
uh-huh.
This 36-year-old woman was dating a 24-year-old man,
uh-huh.
Boy, as I must say, and because she caught him with someone, she stabbed him in the left chest part, killed this kid. Now, you're in jail for $750,000 bail.
Mm. Wow.
But you're saying that you didn't do it. What do you expect? You're 36 years old. This kid is 24.
Wow.
You know, you probably have a kid, what, 18 plus? You know?
Wow.
I mean, this country is just so full.
So full now in the risk that people are taking, like, they have
exactly.
No regard for humans anymore.
No regard for human life.
You understand
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know,
you're taking a mother's kid away from her,
uh-huh.
And your kids don't have you. Because guess what?
Uh-huh.
You're gone, basically.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
Yeah, but you can plead not guilty all you want to.
You know, and the thing is, you ran for a minute. They didn't catch you until hours later.
Mm-hmm.
This boy actually collapsed right in front of your door, basically.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
You know, and then come to find out, they said that she was dating this dude because he was an AKA drug dealer. And she was on drugs, so, you know, you was getting your little drugs, but you got upset when you found out that he was doing somebody else.
Huh?
Yeah.
But it wasn't reason to take this kid's life.
As far as the pastor and his wife or whatever, I mean, maybe I'm thinking, this is only speculation, that she got caught.
Exactly.
So the first thing
right.
she's going to do is cry rape, and he's going to go in the full foot and shoot him.
Absolutely.
This is where I'm at with that. This is exactly
mm-hmm.
where I'm at with
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Like I said, a drowning man had reached for a straw, and that was her straw right there to say that he raped
Absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely. I'm busted.
To say that he raped her,
because
if that's the case, you're an adult. You're a grown-up. You're not a teenager. But guess
what?
About, we're not talking about teens here where your fear level's a little higher.
Now he's going to go to jail.
Her husband
right?
was 7:30 and that what he would do. She knew what was going to happen.
He's
going
to go to jail. And she can gang bang and bang who she want to now.
Now she can go sleep with
the deacon. She's going to walk. She's going to walk on
that. She wants
now. She can go sleep with the deacon.
She's
going to
walk.
Leader of the choir.
She's going to walk on that.
Exactly.
She's going to walk on that because that's her story, and that's what she told her husband. He
and
lost it. Went
it.
Up into the church and went off. That's
well,
that's
yeah, because you know it's hard for a dead man to prove his case.
Right.
Uh-huh. Understand what I'm saying? And then down in Louisiana, I don't know if you guys ever read like the statistic of the high crime areas and stuff down there, and They'll use that as a justification because of the area they live. You understand? Which is how they did with Trayvon Martin's case. They tried him. They made George Zimmerman the victim, and it'll happen the same way in that case simply because of the area they live.
That's
so I think that's what's going to happen with that case. She's going to play victim. She's going to play victim.
Yeah, she's going to play victim now.
Absolutely.
He found text messages from his wife's pastor that he believed that they were having sex, and he confronted his wife. Days after the confrontation, his wife filed a police report accusing the pastor of rape. Now, this was only days after the husband had confronted the wife. Then he accused the pastor of raping her. Prior to that, the deacon found text messages between the wife and the pastor. Wow.
People are foul or whatever the case may be. I mean, that man should have not lost his life for that. She should have came clean on that and been like, oh, yeah, instead of putting it on him.
He should have just exposed them for what they really were. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, he didn't have to. He should have just exposed them for being the whores they were, both of them. So, you know, it's not like they didn't know each other.
I mean, I hate to say this, but some of the most cheating and devastating things go on in the church.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
you know why? Because
the
church is actually just a building. You're still dealing with human beings.
Right.
At the beginning of the day, you're dealing with humans, which we're subject to do anything. That's why you need the word to actually check your character. So the church is actually just a building. That's why a lot of that stuff goes on.
I remember one day I went to church with my neighbor, and I'm not laughing at her, but I'm gonna share the story with y'all. It came to a point where it was Bible study, and of course the ladies of the church or whatever. Well, this one lady made a point to run up to grab his hand because we were all holding hands to say the prayer or whatever so we can leave.
Wow.
So the one lady ran up to grab his hand before anybody else could. Now, I didn't notice that because I'm in church trying to hear the good word. I don't care who grabs whose hand first. I don't give a crap about that.
Yeah, that's not why you're there,
right?
So, right.
So I'm just trying to hear the word, but I noticed it, but I didn't think nothing of it because, we're in church or whatever. So as I was riding home with her, she was quiet. And this is the first lady of the church, and I was like, what's wrong, Miss Dewberry? She was like, well, I feel some type of way because Sister So-and-so ran up and grabbed his hand. I don't know what's going on. She always says that and all this kind of stuff. And I kind of laughed, and I should not have. Like, and I was like, wait a minute, we're in church, this, that, and the other. What's wrong with that? I probably would have grabbed his hand. I don't want him, but I probably would have grabbed his hand. However, come to find out that
he was sleeping with
her. He was sleeping with her.
He was sleeping with her. And you know what? It'll be made obvious. After a while, that, you know, if something is going on, because that's just, again, that's just how people work. You start displaying yourself. What's done in the dark definitely comes to light. It didn't say how.
Yeah.
It did not say how it was going to happen. But trust me, what's done in the dark will definitely come to light. That's why you have to be mindful.
The way the way I saw it, as her being the first lady, of course, there's many women in the church or whatever don't have men or whatever, and, you know, I have never had that experience or even experienced what she experienced, but I wasn't looking at it like that way until she told me.
Until
I realized, like, well, she did kind of run up there to him, but, you know, he's a pastor. Not everybody is. Well, I wasn't looking at it like that.
Well, a lot of people like to have
my neighbor.
That.
I would have probably grabbed him myself.
Well, a lot of people like to have an actual personal relationship with the pastor because
right.
he's the head of the flock.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
a lot that
right.
sometimes that can be taken out of context as well. You have some people that are actually
right.
genuine, that are yeah. genuine about being, you know, close to the pastor. You understand what I'm saying? But your pastor shouldn't have a church so big enough to where he doesn't know every member.
That's a
personal opinion
church.
Of mine again. But, you know, like I said, and when it comes to stuff like that, church is just a building. You're still dealing with humans. We are capable of doing anything. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Say what you want to do.
We human.
You cannot say
human.
What
you're
won't
right.
happen.
You're right. You're right about that, Andy. You're right.
You know, and then, you know, this is how the devil comes in because identity, identity is breached. It's breached identity, you know. Everybody in the church wants to be in a certain position. Nobody's respecting nobody else's position. You understand what I'm saying?
But ladies, I do have to say this, ladies, not talking about you guys, but why are y'all trying to get at the pastor? Come on now. Come on, ladies. Come on. Come on now.
You know what it is with... You know
Come
what
on.
It is with the pastor. You already know
Come
he has
now.
A wife. The pastor
that's
has
why,
a wife.
That's why you see
that's
a lot
that's
of
exactly what
out of
I'm
the
saying.
Church.
Come on now. Come on now, ladies.
Wife.
Come on.
You don't
Come
see,
on.
That.
Come on now.
See a lot of them coming out of the church member's house picking the teeth and everything. Where they had dinner
see,
while the husband
say,
was at work.
See, you just said picking their teeth ahead of meals. Bye, see.
Wait.
Oh, Lord.
What I'm just saying, that's just grimy, ladies. That's just
it
like
is
really
grimy.
Like
it's
grimy.
Grimy.
This all get up. That's grimy.
Like I mean, at the end of the day, they a man too.
Just like
yeah,
you
understand.
You're supposed to be doing the right thing, but hey, they're a man too.
Well, see,
and I mean, a woman is a woman. Hey,
temptation is a mug. Believe
it is.
Temptation
yep.
is a mug. And
you
again,
know, just because you're a pastor doesn't make you God.
You're
nope.
Right.
You're susceptible just like any other regular person
right.
is. But the
right.
thing is, you being a pastor, you're held at a higher standard because you should know
exactly.
better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree with
yeah.
all of that. You
yeah,
know,
but
you know, at the end of the day, like I said, you know, you have a lot of ministers that would try to tell you this and that. And at the end of the day, you're doing worse off than I am. But I can't, when I go to heaven, I can't
mm-hmm.
stamp your time card.
That's right.
I can only stamp mine.
Yep.
But whatever
yep.
you're doing, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, you have to.
And you're right.
That.
You're
whatever
right.
you're doing,
well, you're
I can care less.
A lot of them teachers that standing up in front of that church, you'd be surprised at some of the stuff they're doing.
Thank you.
I prayed to the deacon one time. Just thought I was in love, and he was just the best thing that happened to me. Come to find out, he was a porn addict. And
wow!
Yeah, he had
things going on.
I remember probably about 2 months ago, one of my friends posted a website, and it was called Christian Swingers.
Huh?
I was like, what?
It was called Christian Swingers.
Yes, yes. I saw it on Facebook, and I said, what?
Christian Swinger? Are you serious?
Hey, did you see that the same thing I saw? See? Did you see the same thing I saw?
No.
No, this was on Facebook. There's a website that somebody posted.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess they were trying to make fun of that was called Christian Swingers. And I was like, hang the phone. All y'all hang the phone right now.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh
then
my.
I posted on the comment, okay, we got Christian Swingers. What's next? Twerking for Jesus? I'm just saying.
You know,
I was like, wow.
At the end of the day,
yeah, that's crazy.
We can't punch their time card.
No respect.
You know,
that's right.
I can't go to heaven for nobody but you. I can't judge you because guess what? You can't judge me regardless of what I'm doing.
That's like me judging somebody else, and I'm doing the same thing. Guess what I'm doing? Condemning myself.
I wasn't judging anybody. I was just shocked as to what type of website that was.
That was crazy.
You know what it is? The nerve of people, and again, you could do anything on the internet and hide.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who actually started that website. They don't feel like they're being blamed. Nobody can point their finger at them or whatever the situation is.
Exactly.
You know.
That's just how
rampant the devil is running this world today. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Just like I see the commercial, and y'all probably can get me on this. The commercial of Christian mingles. I'm not sure about that, but I'm just saying. I was like, okay, Christian supposed to mingle? I don't know.
I don't want them either.
Well, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that if they're mingling, if they're actually looking. I understand what you're saying, Shelly. They're actually looking to get into a Christian relationship. You understand what I'm saying? It's something totally different. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with going on a date. You understand?
There's nothing wrong with that.
You can do that. That's fine. There's no
as long as you're not married. I mean, you know, you ain't got to be no Christian. If you're married, you're married. You ought not be out there.
My thing is, and you guys can rip me a new one for it. Why does it have to be called Christian Mingle? Why can't it just be a different type of website?
Don't they have African American Mingle? They have blackpeoplemeet.com.
Yeah, they do. They show up with whitepeoplemeet.com. Come on now. But if you look at it, you're like, oh, Christians are mingling. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying about it.
It just seems weird. But I mean, it's really nothing wrong with it. But it just seems a little weird.
Well, how else they gonna meet somebody?
They might be in love.
Look, how else are they gonna meet somebody if they don't mingle?
Yeah, they have to get out and mingle.
Definitely ain't gonna fall into their lap.
You're right about that, Rachel.
You're right.
Well, I guess the title is that because they want people to know where they stand. Like, I am a Christian.
Oh, exactly.
And if you're not a Christian, please don't come at me. You understand? Because again, this is what I was saying before about identity. You have to identify. You have to be able to identify with what you want. You understand? Or what something really is. I'm a Christian.
And that's
saying Christian is just having you to identify what I really am. So there's no confusion. There's no confusion. I'm not out here. I'm not in the club twerking and doing all that, which it might be, but you know what I'm saying? You know that I'm a Christian because this is what I stated. Now, if you violate that, then there's problems. Then we have to take another channel.
Okay, but at the end of the day, you can be what you want to be on that internet.
I think you can be whatever you want to be on the internet.
You know, because at the end of the day, you don't know if I really am who I say I am.
Exactly.
True.
I could be anybody.
I could be talking like a female, and at the end of the day, I could be a man after you.
Yep. Well, a lot of that's happening anyway.
Exactly.
A lot of that's happening anyway. And see, because at this point we could end up going into a whole spiritual Sunday.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? You get the spiritual Sunday popping today on a Wednesday, but you know that's not the thing. So
Angie, spiritual Sunday should be every day.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, listen, you got to carry that wherever you go. You know what I'm saying? If you're a Christian, that's why I say church is just a building. And if you don't have the love of Christ, you're just in that building for form of fashion.
You might as well have stayed home.
Because the love of Christ is actually displayed. You can see the love of Christ through us. This is how Christ lives. He lives through us.
You're not going to, again, go out there and see him standing on your porch and all. No, he lives through us. That's how the love of Christ lives. That's how Christ lives, through us. And people got to open that good book and find it out.
Amen.
Just remember, you can't judge that next person because
ain't no judging. Ain't
they
no want to
go to
little me
mingle and mingle with somebody. That's on them.
Yep.
No. I wasn't judging you.
No.
I wasn't judging
you. I wasn't saying that you were, hun.
Oh.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, if that's what they choose to mingle, being Christians,
go ahead.
Hey, you know, but I ain't gonna say that they might not do the same things that regular people do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and the thing is,
are you telling me because it's Christian mingle that nothing is gonna happen the first time we mingle together?
Listen, your deed is not judged. It's your motive anyway. It's what your motive is.
Right.
It's what's going on. What's your motive here? My motive is to find me a good Christian girl and dog out. Trust me, it ain't gonna last. It ain't gonna last.
Then if you use that website for alternative motives, then it should be. Then it's not gonna work out.
Exactly. It's the motive.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's crazy because your motive comes from your heart, and then the deed comes physically. So you know, it's what's in your heart is actually seen.
I agree.
Like I said, we can't get in the spiritual Sunday of John. We could go there for hours stuff like that.
I just seen a post, right, and it makes a lot of sense. Why are we still paying taxes if the government is shut down?
Because this government ain't totally shut down.
They know
exactly what to shut down.
KC, I get paid on Friday. Why are they going to tax me?
Because I have someone who probably has a lot to say on this topic. Kia, are you there?
Okay, is in the building.
Kia.
Hey, Kia.
Hey, guys.
Hey, little sis.
Hey.
How you doing, Kia?
I'm well. How are you, Angie?
I'm doing
all
right.
Hi,
Rachel.
Hey,
little sis.
Hey, Rachel. Hey, T.
Hey, hun.
Oh, it's almost time for your surgery.
Yeah, don't mention it.
What's the topic tonight?
We're speaking upon the government, and the government shutdown is what we started out with.
Well, I'm a part of that little fiasco, well, not major fiasco.
Wow.
You know, SEC is federal, you know, so. It is what it is.
Hey.
It is what it is. It's like, you know.
So you're not working?
I'm working.
Okay.
We got to work. We keep, you know, what I do. We regulate those big. We regulate those big banks or big companies. Oh no, I gotta work. I gotta make sure.
You don't see they shutting them banks down, right?
Oh no, we gotta make sure. Yeah.
They ain't gonna shut them down.
No, they're not federal government.
But we were just saying how it's a travesty because there's no real. Motive of why they really had to shut the government down.
There's no motive.
You have no motive. And not only that, you offered us no other alternative either, as opposed to Obamacare. You know, y'all didn't agree with Obamacare, but you
Obama.
Gave us no
that's
other alternative. What's the other alternative that we have?
We're cracking up between some of us that still have, you know, some of my friends who have student loans, hefty, grad loss, you know, we have hefty, you know, our bank loans, you know, so if you have Fannie Mae, Sally Mae, whatever, you know, federal government, have your payments stopped, for this month right here, have your payments stopped, do you have to make a payment, because the IRS is closed, there's no operation going on the IRS, and I said they pick a fine time for them to close, because you know how the IRS is, they, you know,
exactly,
but they're shut down. The White House, you know, visitation is shut down.
All the national parks.
They're all shut down.
Statue of Liberty shut down.
Oh, yeah, you can't go visit.
The Memorial Parks, the Veteran Memorial Parks, which, you know.
Anything
Gettysburg,
veterans, it's whatever, is shut down.
Yep.
Now, what does that have to do with anything? People going to visit that. What does that have to do with anything?
Because that's federal.
That's crazy.
Because it's federally funded, and the people that actually run the park is who they were shooting after. It's
so
not about the
building,
people that were visiting.
Federal court building,
that were visiting.
Federal court building shut down, too?
Nope.
Yes.
Have they? Some of them have?
Yes.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm praying, y'all. I'm in prayer.
I don't know.
Yes, I am.
You know, and just hope and pray that it don't last long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully they can come up with some kind of resolution.
Some kind of resolution
because, again, you're talking about people's jobs. So now, not only that, you see they left food stamps open. The food stamps are still open. Yeah,
I mean,
still open,
you know,
because now the people that they're actually laying off is going to go be applying. Now the government is going to get a nice big tax break from all of these people going to apply now. Trust me, that's crazy. The government get a hefty dollar for people being on their system.
You know what? That makes no sense.
It's going to come down to an election.
Yep.
Election's going to play a big part in this. And we always say this about, you know, when we elected Governor Christie in the state of New Jersey, you know, it was like, you know, oh, Corzine, because Corzine is this big billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, you know, whatever, state of New Jersey. But you know what, who's on the brink? My white neighbors up there.
Because they thought they were whatever.
Now, all of a sudden, this and everything. So every time I looked past them, and they had all these Christie signs in their yard and stuff like that. And, you know, and you sitting up here seeing these half a million dollar home, got these little signs up there. Oh, let me see why, people. Every time I ride past them, my neighbors, I'd be like, they don't want to put him in office. And all of a sudden, what did he do? Cut the teacher's stuff.
Oh,
cut
exactly.
Christie cut a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And now we're the highest. I live in West Orange, border Roseland. My driveway is Roseland, New Jersey. My front of my house is West Orange, New Jersey.
Wow.
So it's so funny how I live in the second highest tax area.
You're paying taxes for two streets behind
Estes Fell and high car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all elected Christie in office.
You're right, Kia. You're right.
I'm sitting up here saying, what? But now my neighbors, when you look at the, hey, how you doing? Look at y'all right there. And you all got these kids. You got kids in Mount Clear Kimberly. Have you ever heard of Mount Clear Kimberly? It's like a private Catholic school for girls and boys, which is almost like a college tuition. Yeah, and then you all of a sudden, 6 months later, you get laid off from your job. Okay. And you got kids in school. So you sit up here like, look at my neighbors.
Them chickens coming on the roof right now.
They don't want to put them in office.
Yep.
They put them in office.
It turned around and bit
my neighbors because I look at all of them now. And then we look at this part where, though, when Hurricane hit us, we were out almost 3 weeks without power. But the only thing about up here by me is you have to have a generator. But everybody got a generator. But the good thing about where I'm at, see, everybody alarm was off. So you know what they had? They had Essex County prosecutor guarding that area, flashing neighbors. If they didn't recognize you, you was not coming from that area. Because they knew who you was, whatever. And it's the first time when, you know, they coming by, and I'm going up in there. He got the nerve to say, you going to be? I say, yes, I live up in the house right there. And he's like, okay, you guarding my house all day.
Wow.
So this is the stuff, the funded money that they using for this, whatever. And then now they shutting down the state.
Yep.
Military families, because you know military get paid the 15th and the 30th.
Yep.
That's when
their
checks come in, the 15th and the 30th.
Well, they haven't shut down their military to continue.
No, they haven't even shut down nothing because
they haven't shut down
stuff,
the police or none of that.
No, they haven't shut down none of that.
Nope.
But this is the stuff
they
shut
down that
you know,
part.
We put these people in office.
We have to stay up on our current events and know who we actually are voting for or who we're not voting for. You know what I'm saying?
You got to know. I'm big on voting. I'm big on if I don't see you out in the community, I don't see whatever, I am not voting for you. Don't slip in hand no leaflet to me and telling me what you're doing. For. I have not heard your name, have not seen you in the community.
You
want me to vote for you.
Right, who are you?
You also got to realize that as politicians, keeping it real, they lie to get your votes. Let's keep that real. Obama is our president.
They're the biggest liars in the world. Are you kidding?
He has said things that he didn't follow up with. So everybody lies. So it's not to say that, hey, he's saying something good, but however, are you going to follow up with that? That's the question.
Right.
And as far as his trying to keep his policy and everything, his policy has been hard to pass. Because you know what? These people think of color. Those people in Congress, they thinking of color when every time Obama puts something on the plate, they think of color. They think of a black man first before they think of
first.
The president.
They think of color first.
That's exactly why his policy is not pushing.
Color first.
The majority of the people who voted for Obama, I'm going to say was equal, black and white. I mean, that's what I'm going to say as far as voting him
in. Absolutely.
So I wouldn't say as far as, you know, all black people voted for him. There's a large majority.
I'm talking about the people that has control of the votes.
Right now,
I'm talking to people in Congress who he's trying to pass these certain bills, but they're not allowing it because of the fact that of his skin color, of who he is,
because
of who he is and everything.
Exactly.
That's true. This is what
I'm saying. His policy is not getting passed because he's fighting with Congress, Congress controls this and Senate controls by the Democrats. So he's fighting these people because of these policies.
They can't agree on two things.
But then they had that Romney-care. Remember that Romney-care?
Yes.
That was garbage.
Oh, God.
In Massachusetts. That's what I was just saying. We was just talking about that.
Are you kidding me?
That didn't even pass because of Obamacare.
But his Obamacare, if you look at it, let me tell you something. I met this guy yesterday. You meet a lot of people when you're taking a subway pass, you know, whatever. And this guy, white guy, he said that he's going to do Obamacare today because he's paying $500-something just for him for insurance.
Mm.
Wow.
$430 for my family every 2 weeks. That's a lot of money.
He said he's going to do Obamacare because he's going to save almost $200-something. I'm like, of course.
Yes.
You think? Let me tell you something, y'all. You think we're hurting? More white people are hurting big
time.
Thank you. They got these homes up here, but they got kids in Boston College, MIT. These are expensive colleges, and they got these mortgages to pay. You should see my neighbors. And you can see how many people are in the food bank line that's not black.
Yep.
Right.
That's why we were saying it affects people of all races, creeds.
It affecting everything.
Sexual orientations.
Affecting my neighbors.
It affects everybody.
But see, people of color, we know how to survive.
We've always been surviving off the land.
We know how to make it do.
We know how to do. We are not. They panic. I'm telling you right now.
You know why?
They
because we
so
improvise. We know how to improvise. Trust me.
They do not know how to improvise.
Nope.
Yeah.
We know how to improvise. We've always been the great. And that's so funny because I always say that we are the greatest improvisers. Let me tell you something. We running out of ketchup. Put a little water in there. We're going to stretch that. You know, water is our favorite ingredient.
Almost.
You know, water is our favorite.
To last.
We know how to go and get some bread and do what we need to do and whatsoever.
Yes. And provide for our family.
Exactly.
And you know what? Everybody's happy with what we got at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, you're going to do what you have to do to survive. We are not sitting out here trying to figure out, jumping off the bridge, committing suicide because of what we can't survive. But you can see they're having a hard time struggling. But they the one that elected this governor of the state of New Jersey,
right.
And we're struggling here in our own state of New Jersey.
Here we are having problems burying our loved ones. They having funerals for dogs.
So what are we supposed to do? No, we got to wait 4 years. We got to wait a couple of, when you put them in there, you got to wait 4 years to get past this. And then you go to the next governor to try to overturn some of this stuff that he done did. So it's going to be a mess. It's going to take two years to overturn a lot of stuff that Christie did.
Just like what Obama trying to do. He just trying to clear it up.
He, everybody know, Bush bankrupt us. If Clinton left here and left us with a large surplus, how did Bush spend all that money in 4 years?
I think he had something to do with 9/11. I just feel that.
He spent it all on the war. He didn't budget for that war. His father, they didn't budget for that war. They just went straight. He went head first and worried about the money later.
You know why? Because that was a personal fight of theirs because they share oil.
You know what? It was a
Bush.
It was
do you know how, do people understand how rich Bush is? Bush is, he's rich
Bush
because of the oil. He has that.
Bush
was rich
because
he became president.
He finished that war because of his father. His father.
Yeah, because again, they own a great deal of oil. They own a great deal of oil. Again, that's why I said we have to keep ourselves educated.
Let me tell you something. He had to give up some of that. He had to give up all that, and he had to give up his piece of ownership of the Texas Ranger, which when he owned the Texas Ranger, he had to give all that when he ran for office. He did have to give up all that. He cannot have any stake in all that. But he gave up half his ownership in the Texas Rangers, and he gave up that oil stuff because, of course, he transferred it because he cannot have that stuff.
Oh, sure. But trust me, he made it a way where he's have it available to him now that he done made a big mess.
Well, he got money. He come for money.
Absolutely.
Please, and see, that's what they want. This is what they want the country to be now, just them and us. Rich or poor, no middle class. They want to wipe the middle class out totally, and this is Obama's big fight.
They need to give me a raise.
Right, and my thing is,
that's right, Rachel. I know that's right.
You can even put yourself in a bracket, and you look at stuff, and
I hear you, Diva.
Like, my family members would say, oh, well, you got a great job, but that's still, yet and still, you have to save for a rainy day. Money, Social Security, I said, by the time I get, so I'm not going to have nothing. It's not going to be none. For us baby boomers, 80s, late 80s, 90s, we ain't getting no money.
Nope.
We ain't getting
no money. You better get what you can get now. Get it out your paycheck now.
Yep, my daughter is 13. She's 13, my daughter, and she said, Mom, when I get older, I'm not going to be struggling like you. She said, Mom, you got a decent job and all. You make good money. You take care of us doing that, but... She says, I'm not going to be struggling. I'm going to be a lawyer, or I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to go away.
Of course.
I'm going to live in Hollywood. I'm not going to have to worry for nothing, Mom. And you know what? She's working. She's
hey,
working
Rachel.
At that.
Rachel,
as long as she works forward toward it, she can do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it's going to be a struggle.
And I'm proud of her. She's on, not only is she on the honor roll and remains on the honor roll, she's on the principal's honor roll with everything she does. And I'm so proud of her. God has blessed me with
you. Have to brace yourself for that. I feel anybody when they look at whatever. I was just lucky for undergrad because I had an academic 4 year, but when I went to grad and got MBA and JD, it was going to be, I know it was going to be almost close to $200,000 old tuition. But I had to brace myself, my parents, my, you know, second mortgage here, whatever. But you're going to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
In order to make your career and keep your goal and keep your sight. I wasn't letting, I'm the same person, ain't nothing was going
to
deter me.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you have to have that determination. That's true.
I had a lot of military stuff because I was military bred.
Uh-huh.
I had military everything because of my parents. You know, so it was that was the help that I had. But kids that want to try, because we live in here now where you see college tuition and scholarship is but few.
Yes.
It's a struggle to try to pay this tuition. And if you can get a 4-year ride, thank God, because you're blessed.
Yeah, you definitely are.
Yes.
Yes, definitely
blessed.
Are blessed.
Rachel, if she can get a 4-year ride, that's the weight off of you.
They're already trying to get her.
That's
already,
the weight off of you.
I want her to go to the Washington.
You get her involved in everything.
Yes,
you get on the internet, you find all these free stuff. Get her into stuff. You see what white people are doing. This is what the white people are doing.
Exactly.
Find stuff for her. Everything, whatever. Get her, meet and greet some people out here that's in the community so they can know her name instead of her face. Because once they remember her name, oh, hey, how you doing? That's what I'm doing. That's how they're going to know who your name is. You don't want them to know your face, you want them to know your name.
Yes.
Because they can call you by your name, Kia. Hey, how you doing?
Absolutely.
Because I was never a shy kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but
we
again,
could tell
look,
that. We could tell that.
And
I would never.
And the Republicans are actually hating the fact that, you know, Obama made it possible for our kids to stay on our health insurance until they're 26 years old and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that is a blessing.
Why shouldn't they be entitled? Why shouldn't they be entitled to have health care, health insurance?
When you said that, Angie, I was so excited because with my job, I was able to add my grandson on my insurance.
Exactly.
And you can start doing that because grandparents have rights now. Yes, I was able to add him onto my insurance, which
awesome,
he has a little bit of health. Well, I wouldn't say health issues. You know, when he was born, you know, his foot was crooked, and you know what. With my son's girlfriend being on Medicaid, he wasn't getting the proper care that I thought that he should have because of her
insurance. That's why they got their grandparents right. I
made it a point to, I think he was like 3 weeks old, to ask my company, hey, can I add him on to my insurance? They were like, absolutely, you can. And he has the top-of-the-line stuff. He's very well taken care of.
Awesome.
It was a lady
on television speaking how her son ended up passing away because he didn't have health insurance.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because he needed a colonoscopy for what he had. He needed one yearly. And then she said she actually saw the medical records where it said that he needs a colonoscopy, but he cannot afford to have one.
You know, and she got a lawsuit because let me tell you right now, the government itself going after these insurance giants because of this stuff. If she get the right attorney, because these insurance defense attorneys, one of the biggest snakes, because they're gonna try to get their company, they're gonna try to get their client out of this. So she has
you got programs like Medicaid. However, they're only getting the minimum of the money, however, so they're not going to do
that. Yeah, because the insurance I have will pay $100 and Medicaid will only pay $20.
I'm
going to
say $5, Andy.
Huh?
I'm going to say $5.
No, $5, okay. Well, how much of it? It ain't the same as private insurance.
And then Medicaid is Medicaid, however, but just because you're on Medicaid, I guess some providers thinking, well, you know, I'm just going to give them the bare minimum care.
Not for my grandson.
Why Obamacare is here to help out those people.
And that's exactly what they don't want.
And you need to go. And they tell everybody, and it's all over, go to the nearest library. They don't train people in the library. When people come ask about to help you in the library, they'll help you fill out the forms for Obamacare.
And you know what? A lot of people don't realize either. When you go to hospitals and you don't have any health insurance, they have kitties and stuff for people who don't have health insurance.
They have to take you. They can't deny you.
They have money in their hospital to cover certain things, and they won't offer it to you. They won't even let you know that it's available.
No, they can't deny you. They go there, they can't deny you.
You're still going to get an astronomical bill, but again, they have monies in the hospitals to cover these things.
That's why you fight that bill.
But after that, when they feel that you don't have all the money or your insurance is not going to cover what their fees are, you're going to get the minimal health care. That's straight up and down. I'm telling you right now.
You're going to get the very minimal. You're going to get the basic,
You're going to get the bottom of the barrel shit. I'm sorry, Seth.
But that's why we, you know, when you sit here and, like, you know, now there's election time going on, like, yesterday in New York City and stuff like that, you hear politicians, like, you know, like the Senate race and everything. I'm not a big fan of Cory Booker, so, you know, my sister there, one of my sisters, she works and she whatever. And in campaign, and when Robert came and said, oh, Kia, you should come work on a campaign. So my sister got mad at me. I said, I am not voting for Booker. So he is not getting my vote. I don't think he had done anything and whatsoever. So Robert looking at me and saying, Kia, I said, and I ran this whole list down. You know, Robert walked away and was like, never mind, Kia, you're not working on the campaign because I will tell him I'll work on that campaign. I'm not voting for him.
If you don't support it, you don't support it. You understand what I'm saying? And nobody should be able to try to force you to do
that?
So.
I said, what is he doing for the senior citizens that doesn't have these affordable health care? He hasn't done anything. He's so busy on Oprah and hanging out with Gail and hanging out with all these people.
You know what the Republicans' biggest thing is now? Because they don't want this health care because, again, this leaves it a middle. This makes it have a middle class here. This, you know, this is the middle class thing because they don't need it. So now under them is the middle class. They're trying to wipe the middle class out totally.
We got some of us at my godmother's building at 111 Mun. It's a senior citizen building. I'm winning there, you know, because I've got some time to go by there, because I check on her, whatever, she'll call me. I went in for this young girl. I'm like, she lives here? Do you know they're redoing because she's living up in there and she's not even in a senior citizen? I said she's paying, like, I think $58 for her rent. I said, what? I'm kind of like dumbfounded right now. And all she do, which my mama said, have traffic coming up in that building. A bunch of young people coming in out of that building.
Wow.
They're recertifying that building. See, we're taking advantage. They're taking advantage of the system. Like my cousin.
See, we were talking about that too.
My cousin had, I guess, what is it, TRA, where they pay your apartment for a year. I'm looking at her, and God knows I'm calling her dumb every time I see her. Isn't that where you're supposed to save your money for the year?
Yeah,
so
save your money
TR,
up. That way you can build
TR,
off that and be like, all right, I got
TR,
enough now to move
the
on.
The TR is paid, and you don't have to pay rent, but you're living free, and you're out here talking about, well, kid, can you take me down to the outlet? Outlet for what? Because you got all this money now because you're living in it. I'm like, I just, she is just plain dumb.
Right.
And then when it's time for her year to end, where she thinks she's going to be living at after year's up? Because you know what, they're going to tell her, okay,
that's
now you got to pay for the apartment.
That's why those programs are set up to help you, not live your lifestyle. That's what they're for.
Right.
You
to support you totally, yeah.
Yeah.
You
because
can
myself,
see her
my,
and her cousins.
Because myself, I mean, I'm not going to sit here in front, yes. Yeah. I was on Section 8 the first 3 years of my son's life.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I was. However, that was just something that I needed to do until I finished school and do my computer.
And that's what it's supposed to be for.
Assessment. And then I let them go. Girl, that $26 rent was no joke. I ain't no fun about that. Trust me. I was laced out. I was straight up laced out. I was in a 1,500 square foot house, not an apartment, a house. And they said, you're going to school, you're doing this, you're doing that, and the third, okay. You need to tell, well, you have all the way up until I think they're like 21. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to finish school, I'm going to go ahead and get my certifications or whatever. And then I called them up one day, and I said, you know what, I have my certifications, I'm making this amount of money. You know, I told them that. However, I let my number go so that somebody could reap the rewards that I got. That's
right.
What you call paying it back. That's how you pay
right.
it back. You don't live off of that.
Oh. Well, you have
exactly.
people that just, they actually just make it a career. It's a career to them.
You're right.
Now. Like,
right. You're right.
You know,
you're right.
Let me go and have another six kids.
Now, I think that's the stupidest thing because they should put a limit on that, too, because you got so many of these young girls out here now. I guess it's, I don't know what the limit is. Because they won't give me nothing TV off because you're going to tell me I'm $5 too much.
What?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What you mean, $5? You want to give me, what, $20 worth of stamps for a month? I think not. You're not going to get all up in my business for $20. It's not going to even last a day.
But you know what? People like that are doing that. That's why they're going to have all these drug testing and all of that stuff because people abuse the system. They abuse it. I'm saying right now,
I work when I came out of college. This is a summer job that I have. Like I said, I worked Section 8, and I did where they have testing kids. Where you know a lot of people say their kids got these issues, whatever, so their kid can get Social Security. Technically, their children don't even have this. But they were just giving them to them, like, you know, what he has, he's not functioning in school. They would have teachers sign off on certain things that their child being destructive, had their child destructive in whatever, so that they can get Social Security for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize
right.
that the government going to catch up on to that.
Exactly.
And because
exactly.
you got three kids who get Social Security, why should you get a job?
Right. Why would she want
to? You're right. You're right,
right
about
it's
that.
Because
you
put them kids
right.
on Ritalin. They put
right.
them on Ritalin just to get a check.
And
I think that's so dumb.
And that is, and that's why the system is making it harder for somebody else now, because if you're getting three child and they're getting Social Security over $700 and change, why should they get a job?
And then you wonder
right.
why your child acting all out of character and everything, because you got them on that crazy medication.
They
yeah,
don't need
going
it.
Up
they
coming.
Don't need
and
they
a
don't
lot
need
of times
it.
It's when you pull them
yeah,
off
don't
of
need
it,
their
body's so
different.
They
don't need
it. They own a dependency.
Nothing
wrong with
the
child.
My mother always
exactly.
said, "Ain't nothing wrong with them. You know what? They need a good ass whooping. That's what they need.
Yes.
They need nothing wrong with their child."
You
my mother said, "They need
too.
A good
Let me
ass
tell you.
Whooping."
My son was in the fourth grade, and they said, "Well, Miss Michelle, Percy, you know, he's a boy. First of all, I'm not going to make that an excuse." He's in fourth grade, and she's like, well, he's, you know, he's acting out or whatever the case may be. Maybe you should think about putting him on ADD medicine is what they said. So I said, ADD? I said, I got ADD in my closet. It's called adult. She was like, well, I'm going to have to report you to social services.
Wow.
And then you also have to remember that when your child is on that type of medication that they're in school, that school gets funding for that.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So they're labeled as special ed, so they're going to get that. So if you agree with that, there's nothing, you know, kids are kids, however.
They have to have a certain amount of kids, again, in their program in order for them to get the funding. So they're going to label. That's why I don't agree with those state tests and stuff like that, because all they do is to label children. It's not to show progress.
Absolutely.
It ain't really to show progress. It's just for you to label them. To say, okay, this is where we need this kid in special ed. We're going to send no home to the parent. Oh, they should be get some kind of evaluation
so
or whatever.
So we can get some money. So we can get some money for our
so
kids.
They can get
Absolutely.
That funded.
Dick
yeah.
Gregory said
yeah.
something about when kids come to school and they doesn't function right, and they, you know, teachers say, well, they're not learning as fact. Dick Gregory made a statement like, have you ever asked, had that kid eaten breakfast this morning? Had that kid eaten all day? Yes, they had that kid
right,
eaten
right.
all week.
Yeah.
Have that kid
yeah.
this You don't know because these kids are hungry.
They're hungry.
They
want
some
meat.
They got to come to school. Dick
right.
Gregory said, ask that question. Ask
He's
that
a little
question.
Sleepy.
Right.
He might have been sleepy this morning. He probably was up late.
Yeah.
They don't take the time out to figure that stuff out. They ain't talking about being asleep and going to bed. That ain't got nothing to do with being hungry is totally different.
I don't care if the kids are starving or anything. Something's wrong with them. Let's put them on some medicine so we can get this
right.
money. They don't care about
that's
that.
That's the first thing they
do.
Even if they
didn't
tell me mine had ADD, he just going to have to pick another few letters to calm down, because it ain't no medicine.
Exactly.
It's not happening.
Girl, I'll give him some extra breakfast and he'll be all right.
I'm not an advocate. I don't listen. Because, again, I've seen it where a kid that was on Ritalin ended up growing up to be on drugs. Because their body depends on it.
Not only that, it takes away from the child in general.
Yeah, do you see how the medicine affects them?
They're like dope addicts when they're on that medicine. They're not themselves. They're not children.
They are like dope addicts on that medicine. It makes them slow, and I don't understand how they think a child can learn in that mental capacity. I don't understand. But again, they have to keep their funding going, so this is what they're going to do. They're going to keep
My older sister told my mother, well, they said Farad needs to go in there. My mother said, because Farad Shaw or whatever. My mother went to Farad's school, took him in the bathroom, whatever. Farad ain't never did nothing else again. My mother said, I gave him
exactly.
medicine.
Exactly.
That's why my mother said, no, a good ass whooping. She said, she went back there, oh, he got his medicine. He'll be fine for the rest of the day in school. He'll never act up again.
We're not going to do that. That's like some parents were like, oh, I can't do nothing with my child. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you I can't do nothing with my child. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Yeah. CPS, APS, BCW, or whatever y'all call it in your area.
All it is just to get funding. They need to get a certain amount of kids, like you said, Angie, to make the parents feel like something is wrong with their children in order to get funding. That's what that is.
If any parent
would go for that, that's not cool.
Why do you think when you filling out applications and all that stuff, they ask you what your race is? It ain't for census purposes.
Oh, no. It's more white. Let me tell you something right there. it's more white kids on that medicine than it's African American kids.
Oh, absolutely. Because
hey,
our discipline is different. We have different discipline different discipline tactics. You understand what I'm saying? They find that to be feasible, where they can give their child Ritalin and they're sitting in the room doped up, not being able to move or whatever. No.
Not being themselves.
We believe in the
world
best. We believe in that.
You know, and then Kia, like you were saying, that, you know, I'm not going to pinpoint them. However, any type of diagnosis that they would get from the doctor, they roll with that. They will roll with, oh, he's something
that's
wrong with him. Okay, he needs medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
they will roll
with that more than we would. Yes, they would.
The doctor's going to be the one to get in trouble. The doctors are the ones that are going to be when they break this and it start to find out that this has been like or whatever. They're going to come down to the doctors and the
everything
who signed off on this stuff, because they're the one who signs off of it, and that's how they get their funding and their money.
That's like finding a cure for cancer. Why would they give up the secret to cancer? Then they're no longer going to have money generating because nobody else needs the treatment.
Right. And do you know how much money they done got for the cure cancer and they still can't find a cure? Come on now.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, you know what cures cancer though, right? HIV.
No, they have gotten so much money throughout the decades of a cure. Now, don't get me wrong. There has been some people, a lot of people that have been cured from cancer are still living a long-term, happy life. However, the cure is still not, you know, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that's about.
Well, again, they're not going to give up their secrets.
However, but
it's going to stop the money from stop people from donating money. You're not going to get the donations anymore.
Right.
People are not
going
to need the treatment. You understand what I'm saying? So there's no money generated. Mm-hmm. This is a greedy country, like we were saying before. It's more greed. It's like the cherry on top of everything.
You know what? It's
cherry that topped the sundae.
There's still some good nonprofit agencies that's out here. There's still some good companies that's out here. I know there's one company that I just happened to I had a meeting, and I'm sitting here like asking Shana, and I'm like, you got another jeans on a Wednesday? Because you know, she was like, no, we pay certain amount of money, whatever. We get to wear jeans on days that we want to wear jeans. It's all going to charitable organization. I'm like,
right?
Really? I'm like, so I'm
we have that at my job too. We have like pajama day. Believe it or not, we have everything.
They do it
like,
every day.
That's cool. That's real cool. That's cool. Like once a month, we would do like pajama day, crazy hat day, backwards shirt day, or whatever, and everybody gives a donation or whatever to like either diabetes or some sort of cause that we would do it. And I have to say that where I work at, they play no games when it comes to stuff like that. No games. They're like, yeah, we're getting ready to donate to this cause. So I really like that part about my job. They don't play no games with any type of cure or any type of function or anything that has to do with donating money to better the children or better even cancer or AIDS or diabetes or anything
whatever,
like that.
Right.
Yes. They're really, really good. Really good with that. They have to play no games.
It's about that time, Diva.
Yes. we are winding down to the end of our show, and a wonderful show, I must add. And if, Shelley, do you have any final thoughts on this evening?
Well, basically, I hope that the government can come together and not against the Democrats as far as getting the government back on track and doing what we need to do. However, let's mind our business and focus on the United States, and I think we're going to be okay. And I really enjoyed talking to Diva Squad. You guys are awesome, of course.
Thank you so much, Shelley. Thanks for calling
in. Many blessings to you guys, and that's pretty much. And Lavina, you're always holding it down. Now, I appreciate that, everything that you guys do. And that's about it. Bless you guys.
Thank you. Bless you, Shelley.
Thank you.
Yes, Kia, do you have?
Mine is just, okay, Shelley, I didn't know if I congratulate you on the new baby, the grandbaby. Congratulations on the new baby.
Thank you. Are you posting too many pics, huh? I know.
That's good. I'm just, you know, long as God is in control, I'm not worried about nothing. He, you know, it is what it is. They can fight like they would fight, whatever, but they will know who God is. So, it is what it is with the government. We don't know these politicians and everything. So that's not, as long as, you know, we get up every morning, life's healthy and strength, our families are healthy, things are still moving on. You know, we got to do what we got to do to stay afloat. And keep our mind, keep our the energy that we have and everything. T, much success to you on this surgery. Same, you know, God to be there with you with the hands of the doctors and whatever. So
thank
wish
you
a speedy recovery on this. Get
okay.
well behaved. Listen to what the doctor says. It's always important. Listen to what the doctor says.
I will.
You have
I
to
will.
Listen to what the doctor says. This type of surgery, when they use a knife, there's nothing. Everything is serious about the knife.
True.
They're cutting. They're cutting. So Godspeed on you for a healthy recovery.
Thanks.
Angie, Rachel, yeah, have a great one. Great topic tonight.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you, Kia. Thanks for calling in. Thank you so much. Bless you, honey. Okay, now we're going to go into our divas and, you know, see what we got going on for the end of the night to wrap this up. Rachel, would you like to start?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. First and foremost, y'all already know I'm going to give grace to God, because without him, none of this would be possible. Second of all, I want to say to our CEO and exec, thanks for having me as a part of the Diva Squad, as a part of GQ Palace. I want to thank GQ Palace. I want to thank my fellow Divas from the Diva Squad. I want to thank the callers. Bob, we didn't get to talk to you, but I'm sure you will listen in. Shelly and Kia, thanks for calling in. And those who are listening from afar, press one next time. And my take on it, I got to roll with what Kia is saying. God is in control. God is in control. I'm putting them first on this.
Yep.
I'm going to hand the mic over to my fellow Bella Diva T, Miss T.
I just want to thank everybody. It's kind of emotional right now, but I'm okay. Like you say, God is in control of everything, you know, with this shutdown and everything. And I just want to say I love my Diva Squad. I love my GQ Palace family. I would miss being on here with you guys, but I will be here.
All right, all right, all right.
Don't be going for long.
I try not.
All right.
See, why are you crying, girl? You got me crying now. What?
Yeah, you got me. Okay, now, everybody at GQ Palace Radio, I would like to thank everybody for calling in, all of our listeners, and on the internet, on the phone, we see the lines are lit up. We want to thank you all for your support. We want to thank Rich and Lavina for their time and effort that they put into this, and thank the Lord Almighty for it, thank him for it all, and when it comes to situations in the politics and stuff, we just have to keep ourselves up on current events and start taking voting seriously, because we're in a tough situation. It indirectly affects us all, even though we know what the bottom line is here. But again, we have to keep ourselves aware of what's going on around us, just in case if it does directly one day affect us. And I just like to thank God for his favor in it all. As bad as it may seem, he still shows us all favor, and he shows favor to the men that runs this country. We have to all buck together, you know, pull together, and hopefully our government can come to some kind of conclusion or resolution, you know, and let's keep moving forward with this thing. So on that note, I'm chucking up the deuces.
Yeah. what you see. A sincere man against a bunch of G's. Not second guess, the brother will last. It took the whole clique to put Jordan in the ass. The food is in Aruba, boats and hubba crash. So a biggie love the dough, murder love the cash. Border bins, gave the Tahoe to my other half. If she got the bins, then guess what mommy had? Why drink? Tell her way to too much ice in the crisp. Blinks and drunk, he think we singing nice like this. He said when he grew up, he want a life like this. Sleep all day, plus you rock ice like this. Got girls going, I ain't even touch dice. I ain't trust Don King, I'm a trust Mike. I date bull daggers, now trust. Be the queen of Nina, cause they don't bust right. I ain't stingy, when everybody see the plush light. But I ring before the bend, so it look just right. Girls let me try to get the girls to love Mike. All I need is cup and Kool-Aid, I got enough life. Like your life has just been minimized. I ain't your man, I'm your man on the side. You just call me when you plan to slide. And if you ever feel like you wanna creep, all you got to do is just give me a beat. Only way I won't call you back, less I'm sleep. Get my money or land up with a piece. We hit the block, shop a lot. She see a man, but she don't wanna drop the top. And you know, that don't really mean a thing to me. Can't no girl ever run game on me. You know me, got a lot of places to be. Spots in Ohio, kicking and see. And I be with older dudes and know the rules. So if a man picked up, I know what code to use. On you, if you don't speak of me, I won't speak of you. I tell you now, we wait about a week or two, then I know what we can do. We can just get our food and stay in, cause people on the block is hating.